say a word, she can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime,
wishing you the time of day. And in our little visit, blending a happy song or two with bits of philosophy or poem, and lighting the lamps of memory along the path of life. And it is our earnest wish and desire to send a tiny glow of happiness or peace your way. And may its reflected glory shine from the mirrors of your hearts into the eyes of those who pass your way. And bring them happiness, too. You know, I've been a-thinking for quite some time now that the word love fits in with happiness so closely that they both mean the same thing. We can't have happiness unless we have love. And if we haven't got love, we can't be happy. Did you ever see a fella that was really happy that love wasn't all bound round about it? If it's something we're doing that makes us happy, we love to do it. We can't be happy and do something that we hate or dislike to do. If we love to think of things, it's bound to give us a certain amount of happiness. If we're happy in the company of someone, there's bound to be a mighty warm spot in our hearts for them.
Oh, hide away in Happy Valley, where heaven waits among the trees. If you would stay, you'd soon be pally with all the birds and busy honeybees. House is plain, but birds are winging in happy flight all through the day. And down the lane, a brook is singing a song to chase your every care away. You would love the roses climbing everywhere. Honeysuckle in the air. Oh, hide away in Happy Valley, where heaven waits for you and me. Play in Happy Valley and hide away until eternity.
Have you ever tackled a job that was just plumb distasteful to you? After putting it off as long as you dared to? Were you happy when you finally got to it? Did you love to do it? I'll just wager a homemade pudding you weren't happy until it was all done. If we're in the company of someone that makes us uncomfortable or is distasteful to us, we're never happy until we get away from them, are we? Where with others, we may feel perfectly at home with them, but we find our hearts are, well, just purring like a kitten with contentment, love, and happiness. And so it seems as though love and happiness are mighty close traveling companions. But with all that, this fellow that we call love is powerful independent. Oh, yes. He just travels wherever he wants to. Why, I've seen him mixed up in the strangest kind of company. And places as well that you and I would never even suspect. I've seen him in the midst of a battlefield where men were actually tearing each other to pieces, bitter enemies. You just can't tell love where to go or know where he's going to pop up next. We've seen love shine through great disappointments and heartaches and discouragement. But you and I will never be completely exempt from these things as long as the condition exists on earth. But here's what I want to say to you, good friends. Love is the key to the door of happiness. Love can overcome all evil. The key is your inheritance. Use it. You'll find love and happiness are mighty fine traveling companions as you walk on down through the road of life.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend. And veil in souls are pure and the holy feeling all through the dawn's new day. We wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now. Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.